It's your host, Little Nina. It's season two of Let's Discuss Books. Here we are on episode two. So, on this upcoming episode, I'd like for you all to tune in while I discuss the price of new books is expensive. Tune in on Sunday and you can hear what I have to say about that. Until then, peace. It's your host, Little Nina of Let's Discuss Books. Welcome. Here we are on season two. Yay! So don't forget to share this episode or my previous episodes. It don't matter from last season. Go ahead and share it on your social media such as Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. And you can also follow me on Instagram as well for Love of Books NKC. So the number four, Love of Books NKC. I'm excited. So here we are. It's 2021. We're in this pandemic. And I notice, if you're an avid reader, you notice that the cost of books is rising. Is it because, is there a paper shortage? The printing paper, the machines, royalties. What's going on? Because I notice I walk into a bookstore, I see a book that just came out, and I see the price sticker, and it's like, bam, $25. I'm like, God dang. If you turn the book over, you could see the original cost of the book. Like, but I'm gonna say this. I had purchased this book from Half Price Bookstore, and of course, it was on sale, so Don't disregard the price tag, okay? It's called The Library of the Dead. And the original price for this novel was $27.99. And Half Price Bookstore, their price for this novel was $22.39. I'm like, God dang. But that day, it was on sale. So I have gotten it for a cheaper price than what the sticker has said. So I was like, yay. And it's called The Library of the Dead. And mention, I haven't even read this book. I'm about to jump into it probably today because this is the season. It's fall and it's October. So you want to read something scary, right? So yes, I chose The Library of the Dead. And I was like, wow. So the original cost for this novel was $27, almost close to $30. So we want to know why the cost of books is rising. So I went ahead and did a little bit of research online, and I came across, and you can find this, it's called 5 Real Reasons Why Books Are So Expensive in 2021. And you can actually type this in into Google Next and it'll bring this up, this little article that I found. And I was like, wow. So they said the top 5 reasons: cost of printing paper, the cost of printing and paper. So here we are. You're paying for the printing machines, paper, and so on. So the prices is constantly hot rising, okay? We have to keep those machines going, right? And we have to sit up here and make sure they work properly, the paper. And right now, California is fighting forest fires. I don't know if that has something to do with it, but I'm pretty sure they chopped down some of their trees. Or is it in Michigan? I don't know. But anywho, the cost of printing and paper. So you got to think about that. That's number one. Royalties. The publishers have to pay royalties to authors as well. So the more famous, the more popular that author is, the increase of royalties. So you have people that's popular like Eric Jerome Dickey, Ashley Etonette, Tiffany D. Jackson, those Carl Reber. So when their books come out, pretty much when they first drop, pretty much their novel's going to be around shoot, 20 to $30 almost when they drop a new book. So when they be out for like a year or two, you'll see the cost of books dropping if you go to those mom and pop library stores, such as like High Price Bookstore, where you can buy them used and or resell them. They sell it for a cheaper price. So that's number two. Number three, economy of scale. So the number of avid readers is decreasing day by day. Lower copies being sold, the price of books is going to increase, which I don't know. I find that kind of hard to believe because there is a lot of avid readers out there that be purchasing books, but at the same time, you have to think about it. Since we have other technologies, such as you have your apps that you have your phones that you can basically read your book on. So you have listening apps such as Libby, Hoopla, who else? Overdrive and Amazon have their own. So when you purchase these, when you download these apps to your phone, Kindle, tablet, whatever electronic you use, the price is a little bit different. So it's like $5.99 or whatever the case may be. So I could see that. I could definitely see that. So the drop of I guess purchasing paperbacks and hardbacks is like slowly decreasing. I believe that from instead of like, oh, there isn't that much avid readers out there, which I don't nah. But let's move along. Number four, the return policy. So every store have to return. I'm telling you definitely have to have a return policy, because if I purchase this book, God damn me, I'm taking that book back. And it's if I don't if I excuse me because I'm stuttering, because I'm getting excited, because if I don't like that book and I purchased that book and I read it and it was totally trash, I'm going to return that book and give me another one that I like. Shoot. You think I won't? I definitely sit up here and return that book and give me something else, or I will sell it back to the store, because you can do that. If you go to High Price Bookstore, I don't know if you guys have them, but if you sell your book back to them, then they give you somewhat of a percentage, okay? And you can use it in their store. So I'd rather, or they give you cash. I'd rather do that, because I'd be pissed. There's a couple of books that I wish that I didn't purchase that I have to return, but I actually did. I ain't gonna lie. I did take them back and I got my money back. And one of them, I remember, Blackout. Everybody was talking about Blackout by numerous authors that wrote that book. Tiffany D. Jackson, What a Folk, Angie Thomas, the list goes on. And I read that book. I was like, what's the hype? What's the hype? Okay, we here in New York City, they have that blackout and it's hot and there's romance in the air. Typical. I wasn't too thrilled about the book, the novel, the whole plot, because it was just like, it was hard for me to get through because it was one of those typical romance books, and it was just different stories, and I too much didn't care for it. I was like, oh, hell no. And they wanted how much? Because I remember purchasing that book and it cost me $15. I was like, oh, fuck no. So, excuse my language, but I'm definitely going to return that book because, yeah, I didn't too much care for it. Because I gave it a 3-star just because of the book. It's black and it has fun colors on top of it. Okay. What else I liked about that book, or the reason why I gave it 3 stars. Some of the stories was okay. I get like a chuckle here and there. I had like a chuckle here and there, and that was about it. It was nothing. The plot I already guessed. It was one of those cheesy love stories with these teenagers and young adults in this novel, okay? And during this time that New York had a total blackout because it was just too hot, and the electricity, it was just a hot mess. I didn't too much care for it. And I remember, I know this is totally off topic, but in one of the groups that I in, they said, what was the question was, What was a book that everybody talked about and you read it and it wasn't all that good? In so many words, I can't remember the question exactly, but it was kind of like that. So I put down Blackout. And one girl was like, "What?" Yes, I too much didn't care for it. And that was my personal opinion. I too much didn't care for Blackout. It was just one of those books. I'm like, ugh, okay, I gotta send that back. That one, that part. But yes, so you purchase this book brand new, and the price is around between the average cost for books, by the way, is between 18 to I believe 20, about $30, I would say. And meanwhile, you purchase this book, this novel that you heard so much about, and you read like the quick synopsis of the book, and you're like, okay, I'm gonna purchase this book. I'm gonna give this book a try. And once you get home and you get ready, you grab your wine, drink of choice, and you get yourself comfortable, and you start reading and reading and reading. You're like, okay, well, I'm in the first couple of chapters. Okay, maybe it's gonna get better, because there are some books out there, and the beginning of most novels that could be dry as hell, but they get good like towards the middle and in the end. And so I was just like, okay, I kept on reading, kept on reading. You keep on reading stuff like that, and it's just a hot mess throughout the book. You be like, oh no, I wasted my money. This book gotta go back. I'm gonna return this book and get my money back and buy something else, and that's it. Because when you go shopping for a book, you can hear about it online. You hear from a friend that tell you, go check this book out, blah blah blah, you will like it. And you can go to the store and read a couple pages and check that out and just be like, okay, I see. And you might as well turn to a chapter, and that chapter might be good while you're shopping for that book. And you take it home and you start reading it, and you actually finish that book, and you end up not liking it. So you gotta return the book. You gotta get rid of that book. So they said that the return policy has a factor of why the cost of books is so expensive. They said that the return, let me see. Let me reread this, because I'm reading this out of my notebook. Yes, I take notes, so don't hate me. Don't do that. Do not do that. Sure, hold on, hold on now. Hold on down there. Yeah, but y'all came with me though. Who you gonna whoop though? Not little Nina. Anywho, but yes, that's your top five. The return policy, the transit cost, royalties, economy of scale, cost of printing in paper, etc. So that's five. But I'm gonna throw in a number six, because I believe that the pandemic also played a part with the rise of the book costs as well. So I believe that the pandemic also played a part too. I believe so. So I'm gonna throw that in. But I'm gonna tell you guys a little story. Now, my father, he loves me. He does. He went out of town for the weekend down to Morrow, Georgia. And I said, oh, there they down in I thought he was going to Atlanta. So I was like, oh, go to this all black bookstore down there. And I gave him the address and said, go down there. He's like, I'm not going down there. I'm going to Morrow, Georgia. I said, well, what's in Morrow? I never heard of it. He was like, mind your business. I said, okay. He was like, well, why don't you look up some bookstores down in Morrow? I said, okay. So I looked up and I came across Nubian Bookstore. And he went there and he FaceTimed me. Well, actually, he called me and he was like, what books do you want? I said, what does he have? Because from what I've seen online, he had like a small selection. So he also has some AKA and other sorority fraternity stuff that was in there along with these books. So at the time, my dad was like, well, he has Carl Weber Family Business 2 through 4. I was like, oh, okay, grab that for me. And the guy was like, well, I have some of Ashley Antoinette because Butterfly wasn't out yet. I think it was Butterfly 4 because I think that one's still not out yet, but and it just came out, but he hasn't received it yet. So he was like, well, I have the Lux. Do you want that? I said, yeah, let me have one and two. Okay. So we have the Family Business 2, 3, and 4. Okay. And 5. So that's 4. Then, hold up. Let me take that back. I purchased 1 and 2. So he got me 3, 4, and 5. So that's 3 books right there. Also, The Lux by Ashley Antoinette, 1 and 2. So that's 5 books, right? Tell me why my father walked out of there spending $67.96. 67 freaking dollars. Okay. Now, let's talk about Carl Weber. His books, The Family Business, had came out in 2012, 2013, and 2018, and 2019. Okay. Online, if you buy those books used, it ranged from like $6 to $7, $6 to $8 or $9. Okay. If you buy it new, the highest you're gonna pay is $14.99. And that's only on Amazon, $14.99. So you're probably coming out maybe $15. But as I was saying, those books, it was like a dollar. I think he chipped my dad because he had no clue about books at all. So I'm like, hold up. I said, you spent $67 because I saw the tag, and I'm like, oh hell no. I hope he wasn't trying to j I just bought 1 and 2 of Family Business at HalfPrice Bookstore for like $10. 1 and 2 for $10, okay? But I said, oh hell no. Deluxe Ashley. That came out in 2015, and they're about the same price. They're about $8 or $9. And I'm like, oh hell no, $16.99, that's $17. You had my father pay $17 plus tax, okay? Around that much, almost close. He almost spent $70 for 5 books, okay? I'm thinking maybe 50 to 60. I'm thinking like 50, 55, 60. I'm giving you a benefit of the doubt, but these books have been out for a while. Okay. I was very pissed. So I was thinking like, okay, maybe this Nubian. My dad was like, okay, well, maybe he needed the money. I don't care. I was just doing this for you because I know you like reading. Did you finish them yet? I'm like, no, I didn't finish them. I'm highly pissed. I want to call down there and be like, look, he shouldn't have paid no $16.99. But at the same time, I said, okay, I'm gonna chill. I'm gonna chill because he's not, if he go back tomorrow, he's not going to that store no more. Matter of fact, he's not spending. But then again, my mom was like, well, this is in a different state. The price might be high because their cost of living and all that stuff. I said, I get it. But hell, if he's gonna spend $16.99, I'd rather get it on Amazon for $14.99. That's $15, if that's the case, right? So I'm really pissed about that. This is called the Nubian Bookstore down in Marlboro, Georgia. But yes, you talking about one pissed avid reader? That was me right there. Okay, he spent $67. If I would have known that. Or close to 70, I would say. I'm gonna say 70 because I'm just adding all $16.99 together. So I know there's tax included. So he damn near spent $70. So I'm pissed about it because I felt like you got over on my dad because he came into your little store. Yes, I said little. So if you sit up here and listen to my podcast, yes, I believe that you got over my dad. But yes, if you guys are located in Georgia, close to Morrow, it's called Nubrin Bookstore. And it's an all black store. And of course, I love supporting my people. But at the same time, I'm like $16.99, that's kind of high for a book that's been out for a long time. I'm talking about in 2012 that these books came out, 2015. And I get it. About 2019, yes. I started to see like a maybe around $14, $15, but $17, nah, bruh. So if you're in that area, take a stop, take a look. Go in that store, shop around. And if you see those price tags a little bit high, walk right back out. I'm telling you, walk back out. And I believe that when you open up your bookstore, yes, you know the average cost of books is between, around $14 to $18. That's your average cost for books. But if they brand new, you're going to be spending from $18 to $30 depending on the author and how popular they are. The more famous they are, the cost of the books is. So when they drop a book like Stephen King, when he drop a book, of course you're going to be spending like a good $25, okay, for that one book. So the more popular, the famous the author is, the more increased. Yes, I'm getting hypey. I'm sorry. I'm getting so happy and excited. Hyphy. I'm going to say hyphy, not happy. Hyphy. Okay? Because I'm in my feelings right now. But yes. So if you're going shopping, be expecting for these prices to go up. But your average cost for a book that's been out for a while, keep in mind, is between $14 and $18. $18, not 18. I said 18. But anywho, but yes, between $14 to $18 if that book been out for a while. But if it's a new book, be expecting, okay? I have to do that. Be inspecting to spend between $19 to $30, maybe a little bit over $30 because that book is new. And what I just mentioned in the top five of the reason why the cost of your books is increasing. And it's brand new, so it's going to be between that much. You're going to be spending $18, $19, and $20, $25, $30 because that book is brand new and that author just dropped that book. And plus, if it's like a Stephen King, everybody know who Stephen King is. So if he's dropping a brand new book, and if you're a Stephen King fan, you're going to be camping out and you're going to be purchasing that book. So it's going to cost, the cost is going to be stupid high. So if that book been out for a while, it's about 2 or 3 years old, yeah, you're going to be spending between $14 to $18. Now, if it's used, you're going to be spending a little bit lower than $14. So $14 below, you're going to be spending around that much for a used book. Exactly. For a used book, because when you buy a used book, you're taking a chance of the novel being kind of, I mean, they be in good condition, but not the best, okay? So you're going to be spending less than $14 anyway. So that's just like a little FYI for you to keep in mind. If you wait like a couple years for that new book, wait about maybe 2 to 3 years or so, or shop online, because sometimes people buy that book and return it, and these mom and pop bookstores, they will sell it for a less price than what it originally cost. Like for when I mentioned the Library of Dead. And like I said, the original price for that book was $27.99. And it looked fairly new. And the cost that Half Price was selling it for was $22.39, but I got an off sale because it was 20% off their price. So I spent around like $15, which is not bad, but yes, just keep in mind when you go and shop for books, and if you're looking online, sometimes Amazon definitely have a great deal on some books as well. Definitely Amazon, because boy, and also Target got a great, like, for real, their books is pretty good for us, the price tag. And if you're looking for a book that's like kind of like cheap or whatnot, and you want to buy it in good condition, definitely check out Target if you don't have a mom and pop library store, mom and pop bookstore. And when I call a mom and pop bookstore, it's kind of like your HabPrice bookstores that sells used books and sometimes new, that sells like albums, vintage toys, vintage games, and all that extra stuff. But yes, go ahead and check that out. But yeah, that's your reasons, and that's what I have to say about it. I hope you all enjoyed this episode. And yes, we here at the end. So don't forget to share this episode on your social media outlets. And if you want to drop a review, you can give a couple claps. And if you feel generous and you want to donate, you can as well. Also, follow me on Instagram for the Love of Books NKC, the number 4, Love of Books NKC. I hope you all enjoy. Peace.